Trump. Former US President Donald Trump is due to appear in a federal court in Washington, D.C. later today after being charged with plotting to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. It follows his indictment on Tuesday when he was charged with conspiracy to defraud the US and to disenfranchise voters. Julia Manchester is with us, national politics reporter with The Hill, a newspaper in Washington, D.C. Julia, thanks for taking our call again today. What's happening there later on today?
Yeah, so later on today, we don't know exactly what's going to happen because President Trump can appear either on video or come in person to the courtroom. Now, he's widely expected to plead not guilty. His attorney has been making the rounds on various U.S. talk shows and U.S. news shows, really making the case. But this will be the third arraignment Donald Trump has gone through in the past, 4 months or so. He first was arraigned back in April in New York on those state charges related to the hush money payments. And then, of course, a few months ago in Miami on the federal documents case. So it's a busy day in Washington, D.C., and we know that security has already been prepared ahead of the arraignment.
Yes, tell us about that security. Are there many restrictions in evidence?
From where I am, and the courthouse is closer to the Capitol building. I'm in a different part of the city, but I think the area around the Capitol, especially in a post January 6th world, especially due to the fact that this case is related to January 6th, I think security is very much on high alert there, and they're very prepared. Now, we've seen with the past two arraignments in New York and Miami, the security was tight in those cities as well. However, we didn't see anything, any credible threats or any, incidents happen. But this is especially sensitive because this has to do with the January 6th attack on the Capitol. And it has to do, we're in a post-January 6th world. Yesterday, there was an incident at the Capitol when there were reports of an active, potential shooter. That threat was called off. However, I think it's very tense around there right now.
No guarantee that this trial is going to take place before the next presidential election, which Donald Trump is now widely expected to be the Republican candidate for.
He is expected to be the Republican candidate. A poll that was released earlier this week from the New York Times and Siena College shows Trump leading the field with 37 points, and Ron DeSantis trailing behind him in second place. And no other candidate behind DeSantis was able to get above 3%. This is clearly Donald Trump's race to lose. He knows he's the front runner. And ironically, a lot of these indictments and these arraignments, the Trump campaign has sort of masterfully made these these indictments and arraignments political events. And they've used them to benefit Trump in terms of fundraising and visibility. He's able to suck up all the media oxygen out of the room while these other candidates like Ron DeSantis are fighting for publicity. So it puts them in a difficult situation.
Julia, thanks for talking to us again. That's Julia Manchester, national political reporter with The Hill in Washington, D.C.